Today, makakapanayam natin sina Precious Lianyo at Alex Baluyot, founders ng Art Relief Mobile Kitchen Philippines. Ito ay isang NGO na nagluluto ng hot meals para sa mga disaster victims. Mula 2013, imagine, more than 1 million meals served in more than 60 disaster areas in the country. Alex and Precious, magandang umaga. Paano ba nagsimula itong Art Relief Mobile Kitchen?
Nag-umpisa kasi siya noong Storm Yolanda hit the Philippines, no, yung Central Visayas, particularly sa Tacloban, ano. So we were here in Los Baños, and it's really a frustrating feeling to be in front of your mirror on Facebook, and there are people literally starving to death, ano, dun sa Leyte. It was such a disaster, no, Ali, na yung mga tao dun sa Tacloban started filling up the C-130s coming back to Manila. They were trying to escape from the city kasi wala na makain, eh. Wipe out yung buong city. There was no food, there's no electricity. So, inisip nila, sumakay sila dun sa C-130, lumipad ng Manila, puntahan yung mga relatives na, whoever nandito sa Manila na pwede nilang tuluyan. So there was a exodus, ano, of people coming down dito sa Villamore Air Base. So sabi ko, ito yung chance, no? Ito yung chance natin. So nag-post lang ako, isang post lang sa Facebook that I wanted to cook lugaw, no? I wanted to cook lugaw for the refugees coming into Villamore Air Base. And within 1 hour, Ali, I had everything already. We had a vehicle, we had a little bigas, we had a little cash to buy chicken. And that's how it started. And while we were going to Villamore Air Base, tinanong ko si Precious, no, nandun yung mga kaibigan namin dun sa van na pinahiram sa amin. And I asked her, okay, this looks like a good thing that we're doing. Ano pangalan natin para mas mabilis yung process na ng donation? So sabi ni Precious, eh, artist tayo, mobile tayo, may kitchen tayo, so why not Art Relief Mobile Kitchen? So doon na nag-umpisa yung pangalan, at nag-call na kami for as soon as we hit Villamore Air Base, nagluto na kami. So tuloy-tuloy na yung donations in kind tsaka cash. Kaya hanggang ngayon, nandito pa rin kami. Hindi, alam mo yun, hindi siya napatid mula noon.
There was an outpouring of kindness at the time. Sobrang daming tao na pumapasok ng Villamores. So yun yung tinanong niya ako, anong pangalan natin? If talaga namang punong-puno yung van ng relief goods, di ba? Tapos nasa gitna ka ng traffic. Tapos kusina namin yung nandun sa loob ng van. And we were artists, si Chris, ako, si Alex.
Yeah, yung unang responders talaga, we're artists, photographers, theater artists, painters.
O, pagdating namin doon, may siguro mga 12 or 11 or 12 artists, friends, who were there. Nakagaling pong office yung iba, naka-heels pa ganyan. So wala kaming dalang silya, wala kaming dalang mesa, mga tent, wala. Kasi pagdating namin, yung nakaset up na yung mga tent ng ibang donors. Pero dahil better artist yung friends ko, may naglalakad na na tent papunta sa amin, may mesa na ang galing nila mangumbinsi na tao, actually. So that's why we're Art Relief Mobile Kitchen talaga. It's all, it's artist-led, and even up to now, it's artists who are foremost there. You know, they're always there to support.
It's artists making the world a better place, ika nga. So after ng Tacloban, bakit ninyo tinuloy ito? Ano na yung nag-motivate sa inyo para tuloy-tuloy na? Gawin na siyang, let's say, formal na NGO?
Because there's a group of people who are really supporting us. We don't even know half of them. Yung ganong karaming tao yung tumutulong. You're propelled to move it forward. So ako instinctively, mas instinctive ako na ganun. Yung pag nandyan na, parang artista baga sa teatro, improv magaling ako sa improv. Yung gano'n na, andito lahat ng yung materials, yung gagawin natin. Tinanong ko si Alex, he said, let's move it to ground zero. And that's how every time there's a disaster, we go to ground zero of the disaster. So kaya, kung papansinin mo, hindi ko lang kung napadala ko sa yung mapa, mula Itbayat, Batanes, hanggang Holosulum, narating na namin yung mga disasters dyan. From earthquake to storms, typhoons, to fire, to militarization and armed conflict, narating na namin yung mga lugar na dito.
So any kind of calamity or disaster, nandoon kayo cooking hot meals. Kaya naman tinawag kayong disaster cooks, tama ba? What is a disaster cook and what does it entail to be one?
Well, kasi hindi mo maalis na yung lagi, at first lagi ako yung head of mission. No? So, what it entails is, yun nga, I was telling you nga na ang dami, ano, you have to do everything. You have to lay the ground. Well, first, you have to get the funding. And then you have to contact persons on the ground na hihintayin ka pagdating mo dun sa area. Pagdating sa area, kailangan mo pa rin mag-micro-organize ng mga maliliit na community na pwede tumulong sa'yo. Tapos, iseset up mo na yung field kitchen mo, which is the, alam mo, the heart of, ano, ito. Kailangan eksakto yung lugar, komportable yung volunteers mo, may malinis na tubig, may higaan sila, may bubong. Yung mga ganun ba? So, para kang trumpo. Punta ka dito sa LGU, punta ka dun sa simbahan, para dun sa support sa church. Diba? Punta ka sa isang private individual na may pera na, tutulong ako. Tapos, ikot ka nang ikot talaga, para kang trumpo talaga. Sa dami ng ginagawa mo talaga sa gabi, paghiga mo, wala, wipe out ka, tulog ka na eh. Tapos, and then the next day,
mauna ka magising.
ikaw mauna, mga alas 4, gising ka na, kasi alam mo naman ang pagluluto. Diba, kailangan mo mamalengke, ha? Yun, isa pa yun, kailangan mo...
Baka inin lahat ng volunteers.
kailangan mo kaibigalin lahat yun nandun sa local na palengke. Sinusulat ko lahat yung mga pangalan, si Manong yung butcher. That's what it entails, ano? It entails madness. kailangan mad ka. You have to be a mad person. Pagdating mo na sa area, wipe out lahat eh. Either because of war, because of a storm, earthquake, wipe out yan. So, papasok ka rin eh. So within yung spaces na yun, doon ka papasok.
May mahalaga kami natutunan over the years, no? Una, meron kaming protocol. Umpisa pa lang, ito na yung pinag-usapan namin ni Alex. Kung anong iyahain namin ay kasing sarap ng iyahain namin sa aming pamilya at sa mga bisita namin sa bahay. So that's very important.
Alex and Precious, ano yung kinoconsider nyo na pinaka-importante nyong natutunan out of all these experiences in the past years as artists and as NGO workers?
So, every time, lumalalim talaga yung pagkilala ko sa kapwa. Malaking bagay sa akin yun na kasi bilang artist, bilang isang manggagawang pangkultura, madalas superficial lang yung pagkikipungo sa kapwa dahil we just need to get an event organized or something, diba? But with the kitchen, dahil sa RMK, mas nagiging malalim pagkilala namin sa bawat isa. Working with them in a disaster situation, nakikita mo talaga sino yung may bukal na kalooban at yun yung mga tao na nagsustay with you. Ano yung pagkapwa. Malaking bagay yung meron kang mga kasama na merong ganung ding pakikitungo sa mga tao. Dahil kung isang grupo kayo ng tao na malakas ang pandamdam, malakas ang pakikipagkapwa, mararamdaman yon nung pinapakain na ninyo. Na sa pagtutulong-tulong namin lahat ay nagkakaroon ng, we make a difference. Yung meals, yung hot meals make a difference in people's lives.
Alex Baluyot at Precious Liano ng Art Relief Mobile Kitchen Philippines. More power to you guys. Maraming salamat sa oras at stay safe.